Our understanding of the universe is getting smaller and smaller. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Cummings, associate professor of physics at Siena College, describes neutrinos and why they are so key to our understanding of the cosmos.
2015 was called the year of the neutrino by some scientists. In fact, the past decade has seen some amazing developments in our understanding of these fundamental subatomic particles. Neutrinos are similar to electrons, but carry no charge. They are all around us. From the sun alone, 100 trillion of these ghostly particles pass through us every second, and you would need over a light year of lead to block just half of them. This extreme reluctance of neutrinos to interact is good for our health, but makes them very hard to detect. There are three different flavors of neutrinos, and all three have the interesting property of being able to transform into each other, or oscillate. A neutrino, born in the sun as one flavor, may arrive at the Earth as another. The discovery and understanding of these oscillations led directly to the awarding of the Nobel and Breakthrough Prizes for Physics in 2015. Why do we care about something so removed from our daily experience? Our very existence may turn out to depend on the detailed properties of the neutrino. In the early times of the universe, shortly after the Big Bang, there must have been an equal amount of matter and antimatter created from the initial singularity. Yet today, 13 billion years later, wherever we look, we see almost exclusively matter. Naively, the equal amounts of matter and antimatter should have annihilated each other and left us with a pretty empty universe. Something must have tipped the scales in favor of matter, and a small difference in the way neutrinos and antineutrinos behave could explain this. The vigorous efforts today to understand the properties of the neutrino and how they mix may lead to tomorrow's explanation of why we are made of matter.
That was John Cummings of Siena College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.